broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for March the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Kurt, any more earthquakes coming your way, buddy?
No more earthquakes so far, Sam. We're looking for maybe a hurricane with the coronavirus and the earthquake. I mean, hurricane would probably be next. Maybe a blizzard or something like that to throw in there. We are getting some rain, though.
Well, that's not earthquake or bad, is it, Kurt?
Rain's good. I mean, we could actually drink some water if we get rain, you know. I mean, it'd be nice if we're thirsty.
Yeah. All right. What else do you got, Kurt? You wanted to talk about something, then I said, no, because we had to finish some of that coronavirus stuff in the last hour. You had something you wanted to talk about?
I can't remember for sure.
Man, we need to help.
My little brain.
Wow.
With my little brain, there's just, you know, I mean, that's why I have to pop it out really quick, right? If I get a thought, you know, I mean, it's just got to be said.
All right. Anyway, despite shelter-in-place orders in San Francisco, residents, which include the closing of non-essential businesses, you know what's staying open, Kurt?
Probably like brothels and stuff.
No, they didn't say that. I hope they're not going that far. But they are leaving the marijuana dispensaries open, buddy. This is
critical
medicine,
sir. Oh, yeah,
they
got to have that. Yeah, that's vital stuff.
I have to stay home, but, man, I'm going to go out and get me some pot, and I'll go back, and, you know, pretty soon people will be like,
well,
ordering
pizza,
and the economy will be all good.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
All right. The Donald Trump administration says the businesses and individuals will be allowed to pay their 2019 tax returns late, Kurt. They get up to 90 days. They got to file on time. They just get a disc, you know, they just get a delay on the cash. See, why doesn't Donald just go way further, Kurt? And I appreciate any efforts, right? But come on, man. Right? Do you want to comment on this one?
Well, yeah, if he's going to, you know, free the American people from, troubles and, you know, tough times. I mean, just, we've decided, we found out, we got a couple of big books here that my buddy Kirk Crosby sent me that says, the law that never was. So apparently the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified. So we're just going to go ahead and get rid of that. I mean, you know, it's fraud anyway. And so then we can go ahead and, go back to what George Washington and the boys put in place, with the tariffs, and hey, we'll move on from there. Make America great again, huh?
Yeah. All right. I just thought I'd tell you, Rashida.
I think you forgot that part of it.
Rashida, what's her last name here?
Rashida Tlaib.
Tlaib, whatever. Anyway, she says, yeah. F the National Day of Prayer there on Twitter, Kurt.
Yeah, and this is a representative of, Michigan, but just think about that, Sam. I mean, that lady, I probably use that term loosely, the rest of us, that the few of us that learned about the National Day of Prayer, when the president announced it on this last Saturday, I couldn't find it hardly anywhere. I sent it out to a whole bunch of people. And, for example, one guy says, his name's Andrew Skousen, by the way. You know, Joel Skousen, those guys, they're usually pretty up on, stuff like that. He says, I've not heard anything or seen anything about it on news sites, even alternative news.
Yeah, it's a true story. Yeah. And that's the problem that we're facing, Kurt. But, hey, Rashida got a hold of it. And then she basically just says, hey, man, F that. Don't want that.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, what on earth? Why don't, we usually censure people for things, Kurt. Don't you think that would be?
Well, we'd censure them. She would censure them if they brought that up.
Well, like, hold on. Censor versus censure, Kurt, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, Congress, she doesn't want any talk about it is what the point is.
Yeah, and I'm saying she has every right to not have a talk about it. But, man, I just think, we're just talking about a nasty message here, Kurt. And they always say that Donald's guilty of nasty messages and stuff. But why aren't they going to highlight this one and go, ma'am, it's just not the time for this stuff. Now, I get that you don't believe in God or whatever, fine. But I look at it and go, this is something that you would think would be easy to push back on. Well, I guess she did, what, retract, it says?
Well, yeah,
she pushes nasty message on social media, and then she backtracks, they claim.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, she's such a lady, and I, again, use that term very loosely. It's just like such a sad example of somebody in Congress, you know, Sam?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, wow.
Anyway, it's just kind
of... I mean,
of
imagine saying F the National Day of Prayer, and she, you know, and the Washington Examiner says basically that she's, you know, well, she's just slamming the president's call for prayer, you know. And, you know, by the way, she's, wait a minute. I thought she was, it says she's from Florida. I don't think she's from Florida.
No, she's not,
she's
for sure.
She's a Democratic rep.
Yeah, but it's not Florida for sure, Kurt.
Yeah, it says she retweeted a, I guess David Hogg, remember that guy, the Florida Parkland
shooter?
Yeah,
he's a nut
survivor.
Too.
Well, anyway, he's the one that originally said the message, I guess, and so she retweeted it.
Yeah, and so whenever Donald Trump retweets anything, they want to basically act like, hey, this is him, you know, and this is an example where they're just, they don't take on the Democrats like they do the conservatives in any way. Kurt, this is pretty much, you know, hands off, don't worry about it kind of thing. All right, in better news, Medicare will immediately expand coverage for what they call telemedicine nationwide to help seniors stay home and get health care, Kurt. What do you think of that? Telemedicine or teledoctor for Medicare. This is long overdue.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just like you bring out quite often, Sam. There's so much technology that means that, hey, you wouldn't have to travel to so many things, to so many appointments and stuff, and you'd think the environmentalist earth lovers would
be,
they'd be
all
over
this, huh?
But the problem is, Sam, so much of it is all about the Benjamins, as far as I can tell. And the unions and people like that, they don't really want to let this thing kind of take over because, man, a lot of their union guys that drive them buses or that, you know, teach all those little people in all the government schools would be like, we don't have a job anymore, you know?
Amen to that. James Edwards with us, ladies and gentlemen. Is he recovering from the coronavirus? James, is that what's happening?
I think that was definitely an earthquake.
Definitely sick for about a week. We didn't go and get it checked out. So who's to say? Could have been the flu, but isn't that what the coronavirus is after all?
Well, they wouldn't let you get tested even if you went there, buddy. You know there's serious restrictions on the tests, right?
Yeah, well, I saw, you know, the governor of Oklahoma had 100 tests, and they gave them all to the Utah Jazz. So I guess that's good for your home state basketball team.
Well, and that brings up an interesting point. They're giving a lot of tests to famous and rich people, way more so than everybody else. What do you think of that?
I mean, it does appear that way, although it looks like the Irish have come up with a mass-produced test that's going to give us some quick results. So we'll see if we can get that over here.
I don't think we're going to take the Irish tests, buddy. They had tests from the, quote, United Nations or whatever else, and we turned those tests down. We wanted to make our own. Then we made our own, and they sent them out, and they were bogus, and they had to recall them and work on it. That's why we're so behind the eight ball on the testing, and that's why there's not near enough tests available. But Dr. Jane Orient, who was on my program an hour ago, basically said, hey, the tests aren't even that good, and they're not even very accurate anyway.
Well, and again, you know, what are they treating it with? I mean, what are you going to treat it with? There's obviously no medicine that...
We're going to tell you to go home, buddy.
That's it. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Unless you need a ventilator. Then you got to go to the, you know... or if you...
I saw Trump's you know, response. We don't know how many ventilators we've got, you know, in the press conference. I've tried to watch and read just about everything I could get my hands on about this. I know y'all have covered it extensively. There's probably nothing new I could add to the conversation today. I mean, this has just really turned into bizarre world. Maybe we're looking at it all wrong, though. Now all the borders are closed throughout Europe, and maybe we got to look at it for the bright side. Hey, we're all about to be rich. I mean, we're going to get the Gibbs finally. It may cost $20 to get a roll of toilet paper if you can find any, but looks like they're going to start cutting the checks, are they not?
They're going to do what now?
They're going to start cutting the checks, it looks like. You know.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. You're going to get a big old check. Are you going to cash it, James?
If you don't want yours, you can always send it on this way. Obviously, I see the problem with it, but, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to send yours back to the Treasury?
All right. You want to talk about this, Kurt? Mitt Romney, I thought he was just being a kook, but same thing Donald's talking about. They want to send a bunch of cash. They say it might cost up to $1 trillion, buddy.
It's a service to your country to spend that money. You've got to get out there
to the mall and,
you know, get out there and try to help the economy. You know what I mean? It's just something
all right,
you
let's
can
talk
do
about
to
this
serve
baby.
Your country.
Hang tight, people. I can't take it anymore. All right, hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live. You got James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, well-known talk show host in his own right, author of Racism, Smashism, Riding Shotgun. You got Kurt Cosby going off in the middle of an earthquake, and Sam Buxman on your radio.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
All right, last hour we had an earthquake, ladies and gentlemen, 5.7. Sam and Kurt Studios are rocking, baby. James Edwards is in the clear down there in Tennessee. Man, he ain't got no earthquakes. He just got the coronavirus. And so there you go. No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding, folks. Come on now. I don't mean to mock this. It's serious business. I'm just telling you, it just seems like the world's gone crazy, doesn't it? But don't worry, man.
Almost at exactly the same time, real quick. Sorry to break in, Sam, but almost exactly the same time. Looks like they got a 5.0 in, it affected Japan and Russia, 81 miles from, what is it called, Sitana, Hokkaido, Japan. Anyway, so that
was you're telling me at the same time another earthquake for the Japanese?
Yeah. So I think what's going on is, you know how the Earth, you know, at least some people say it's round. And, when it hit our side, then it hits that other side, and those
What's
are two
round?
Directly connected, you know what I mean?
What's round? Right?
Well, some people say the earth is flat, and some people say the earth is round. Right. But assuming it's round, you know, and you got our side here, and then you got Japan, that's probably just two directly connected to spots, you know.
Okay. Right? What, so do you want to say about all this, James? We literally had an earthquake, buddy.
Guys, the world's falling apart. I've been watching. It's funny. I've been watching all these disaster movies since this hysteria and mania started, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So I was just watching.
You know how to have a good time when a coronavirus deal is going on, man.
Yeah, I started off, Kurt, watching some of the, you know, Contagion movies and movies like that. But I've graduated up just into the world movies like 2012 with John Cusack, where it's just, you know, earthquakes everywhere. And he, you know, he escapes like the gulf of the earthquake, you know, this crater that opens up by about half an inch, you know, 20 different times.
Talk about fun. I mean, wow. You can hardly have a better evening.
All right. I got
an email
from
people. I bet your wife loves that.
I got an email from people here locally, Kurt, asking, do you have power? So I have power and Kurt has power.
That's right.
So just kind of an update for folks, you know, in the power grid. The both of us have power.
They said that KSL got popped off the power, but there's a pop back on, according to Patty. And so,
so the people that are doing homeschool with my group are like, hey, it looks like we're going to have some extra discussion about seismology here for school this morning.
Well, the good news is, I should say, to get back to what we were touching on before the break, if anybody is without power, you're not going to have trouble paying your utility bill coming up after they, as I call it, CTC, cut those checks. And everybody's about to be rich. Nobody's going to have to work anymore. The coronavirus.
So they're only going to give you $1,000, though. And I don't mean to be offensive, but Kurt brings up a valuable point when it comes to minimum wages. A lot of times they're like, hey, we're going to make it up to $15 an hour. Kurt's like, why don't you just give everybody $100 an hour, man? So I'm just saying, why are these guys only thinking about giving me $1,000? Why don't they just make me rich like a congressman? You know, like 1 year's salary for a congressman, $200,000 each or something, you know?
Well, see, this is...
Think of the service you could do for your country with that, Sam. I mean, you could just go to every mall as fast as you could, you know? I mean, you could spend it just, you know? I mean, I don't know if you could spend it as fast as a congressman, but...
I'd have to sneak in with Kurt on those first hour senior citizen opportunities even. Wouldn't I?
That's right. We'd have to go in there and get the good deals.
What do you say, James?
Didn't hear about that, James. You got the senior citizen special hour at Dollar General, is it, Sam?
And many other stores, too.
Dollar General's still open. Because see, this is the thing. I mean, where are we going to spend all this money? Because here, everything's closed down. I mean, restaurants are closed down. Everything can't go inside. I mean, all entertainment venues, gyms. The local museum is closed down. Even I was getting emails from places we're on email list to as late as Monday saying, you know, we're really cleaning up the place real nice. Come in, enjoy, you know, the trampoline park or whatever it is. I mean, whatever you can think of, it's shut down now. So I don't know where you're going to spend all this money. And it's almost become a sport on social media. Any business or restaurant that dares stay open are getting shamed and attacked. We saw the governor of West Virginia say, you know, go eat at Bob Evans if you want to, you know, just keep your wits about you. And, you know, they came down on him as if, you know, he was a Holocaust denier or something. I mean, it's just really gotten bizarre. And, you know, people dare to speak.
There's going to be, what they'll be, James, pretty soon, they'll have these like, well, you know, like if you're going to do a drug meet, you know, then you have to, you know, arrange it for it at a certain time, at a certain maybe park, way after dark or whatever. And, well, we'll do the same thing for, like, eating out. Let's see, Subway's going to be, you know, having special food at a certain park. So everybody go there later and kind of make sure you have your masks on and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you can't even buzz out. I mean, we all know Disney World, and Disney World's closed all of its hotels, but even random mom-and-pop hotels, there's this one mom-and-pop hotel that we go to down in Marco Island, Florida. We're on their email list. Got an email saying we're closed indefinitely, you know, because of this. You can't even go on vacation. You can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. It's almost, I mean, they might as well declare martial law because it's gotten to the point where, I mean, if you step outside and post a picture of yourself and anything other than, you know, isolation, that... you know, the seventh level of hell is going to be raised, but
that's right.
To the funny, you know, Mitt Romney was the one that
was the first one I saw. Mitt Romney, you know, said $1,000. But now, it hasn't been voted on yet, at least not to my knowledge. I mean, things change by the hour. But see, but now it's not a debate as to whether or not Republicans and Democrats, Trump, the Secretary of the Treasury, everybody's on board with giving everybody a little, you know, some gifts. But the Tom Cotton, okay, now he's saying up to $4,000 per family per month. I mean, now we're talking. And then we had...
Yeah!
We had Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy saying... $4,000 to every adult and $1,000 for every child 18 or younger. I mean, I could live off that, guys.
But I don't understand why the caps, though.
Even Kern would be millionaire.
Hold on a minute. Listen, they got rid of the debt ceiling, okay, the other day. They just said, hey, we don't need that anymore. There's no debt ceiling right now. Why don't they just write me a check? Why don't they give each of us $1 trillion? Pretty soon it would be like having those Zimbabwe notes Kurt's selling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it'd just be money grows on trees. You know, they used to say it didn't, but we know it
plant a ton of trees, just harvest the money. We're in business.
Well, we're getting to that point, guys. Look, I mean, it started off $1,000 a family.
Maybe we could buy China. If we bought China, you know how they've been trying to buy us. If we printed enough, we could buy them. You know what
Wait
I mean?
A minute, they ain't going to let that happen. They're communist over there.
Well, look. It started off $1,000 per family, a one-time payment. Then it went up to monthly. Like I said, Ilhan Omar in Minnesota saying $1,000 to every American adult, $500 for every child, no exception.
You know what it's called, don't you?
I've seen.
They call it a UBI, James.
Oh, yeah. Universal Basic Income. But the biggest I've seen is Joe Kennedy, $4,000 to every adult. $1,000 to every child.
See, that's phenomenal. Me and my wife would get $4,000 each. We got a bunch of kids gone now, so we get $4,000 for me and my wife. That's $8,000. Then we get $1,000 for each kid that I got at home, I assume, right? So we'd be rolling in with $11,000 a month, buddy.
Oh, man. And the nice thing is...
Kurt Cosby
the nice
would be the poorest
is,
one among us, though.
And the nice thing is none of the prices would go up.
No, of course not. I don't know why you're bringing
course,
that up.
All...
Dude, we're trying to help the economy, not be a bad apple. I mean, come on, Kurt. Kurt would be the poorest among us, though, James. You know that?
By the way, according to
you know
one
why?
Report. Because why?
Okay. You don't have any kids at home, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. But we could say, look, I mean, let's do extended family. You know what I mean? We wouldn't want to just at home.
That's right.
But
Kurt would only get
$8,000
for him
serious...
and his wife. See, I have three kids at home. So does James. Well, James will soon. So, you know, Kurt will be the poor one among us.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
One serious report.
He did his work too early.
Yeah, that's right. If I'd have known when the big cash was coming, I'd have waited.
You could have slowed down and not had that big old spike of children. You could have slowed it down, flattened the curve, buddy.
That's right. One listener says Salt Lake City Airport is closed. The road to the airport is closed. So that airport's pretty close to where that epicenter of that earthquake hit.
Roger that. In fact, I've got cameras. Believe it or not, I've got a warehouse out right by there, Kurt. Not very far from there. Probably 5 or 7 miles from there or
I've
whatever
been
else.
To that warehouse.
And we're looking at cameras right now, digital cameras. We got the ability to remote view and stuff like that. And we're viewing the cameras right now and stuff like that. People are about on site, so I'm checking that out firsthand, buddy.
Yeah, they say, you know, the shake hit and causes power outages, transit delays. I don't know why you'd be worried about getting on a train when you got an earthquake. Huh, Sam?
Well, people are doing social distancing on the train, Kurt. They're leaving one seat between everybody.
Well, you know,
is that enough?
You know, my parents are in poor health. They went to the doctor, and all that through, they said every other chair was tipped over at the doctor's office.
Darn right, buddy. Don't you know about social distancing?
The effects are real.
James, don't you know about social distancing? They used to tip cows. Now they tip. Anyway, tips are good, but you can't go to the restaurant. Do you tip when you take out? Oh, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is reportedly going to assess his campaign after losing to Joe Biden in yesterday's primaries. The Sanders campaign releasing a statement that says, with the next primary contest at least 3 weeks away, Sanders is, quote, going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. That after Biden enjoyed wins in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois yesterday, after which he did appeal to Bernie Sanders' backers.
I hear you. I know what's at stake. I know what we have to do. Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party. And then to unify the nation.
Federal officials say coronavirus has officially spread across the United States, West Virginia becoming the 50th state to report a case of it yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This morning at Cape Canaveral, a Falcon 9 rocket launch comes off without a hitch.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This latest SpaceX mission will put another 60 Starlink satellites into orbit. It's a second attempt to launch these satellites that are aimed at providing internet access to remote areas of the world. The scheduled launch on Sunday had to be scrubbed at the last minute because of a problem with the rocket's main engine. Between a production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia and the coronavirus, oil prices are down and U.S. crude's at the lowest it's been in 17 years. West Texas Intermediate crude down another $1.69 a barrel to $25.64. The international benchmark Brent crude is down to $29.33 a barrel. It hasn't been that low since May of 2003. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, handing out money from the federal government is socialist as it gets. Now, Donald Trump swore that we would never be a socialist country there now, James. Now he's ready just to hand out the cash, buddy.
Well, you know, on principle, obviously, we would oppose this. I will say this, though, in all sincerity, you know, and we're having a good time with this, and it's, you know, it's kind of a joke to think of, you know, to count our chickens before they're hatched here, before we get a chance. It does look like they are going to do something. I think the debate now is how much and how often, but not whether or not they are going to do it. I mean, both, this is a bipartisan thing they're signing off. This was the Andrew Yang plan, you know, so he's impacted the presidential race more than any other frontrunners. But
yeah, but hold on, is Donald a socialist if he's doing this, Kurt? I mean, it's flat-out embracing socialism wholesale, isn't it?
Well, remember when Bill Clinton taught us about definitions, Sam? You got to remember how this thing works. He said, well, it depends on your definition of the word is. Now, is a pretty short word. Socialism is a longer word, quite a bit longer. And so, I mean, it all depends on your definition of socialism, right?
All right, since we can't even decide what it is, then,
question,
I guess.
What do you do? What do you do? Because
I'll tell you what you do.
I'm sick of, look, we've seen it every time there's a hiccup in the economy. The airlines, the banks, for God's sake, the banks and the oil barons get bailed out by trillions of, you know, of dollars. You're going to see massive unemployment. Everybody in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're right. They're shutting the whole thing down. You want me to tell you what you do, though? You want me to tell you what you do?
Yeah.
You use these terms called God, family, and country in that order. And you first go to God and you repent, and he promises us biblically that if we do what he says, he is bound. And he basically says, you know what? If you repent and come to me, I will heal your land and protect you. We need that healing and that protection right now like no other. So you do that first. Secondarily, what you do is you get your family squared away and back intact, and you spend time and efforts with your family, and you use the church and family to take care of one another as our Christian sworn duty at baptism mandates. And then you follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. After all, it is the law, the supreme law. And you start there, and everything downstream from there can be discussed. But until you get that right, it's all wrong, buddy, and it's all going to lead to nothing but pain and suffering and trauma and turmoil. And every time we turn our back on God, you're going to have natural disasters like earthquakes and natural and or man-made plagues like this coronavirus. And it goes on and on and on, buddy, and there's no end in sight, my friend. And I'm telling you right,
just
you
when
not...
we were, just when we were going to party, you got to go ahead and throw all this on the party.
See, I just ruined the party, didn't I, James?
Well, Philip, you're 100% right. Let me say that. You're 100% right. Obviously, we agree with you. The thing is, though, with regard to these bailouts, the American worker is going to need something right now because the effects of all of this are real. I don't know what that looks like. I mean, again, if you're going to be doing all these handouts to bail out the corporations and the bank, I'd rather see that go to the American taxpayer, particularly the people who have lost jobs because of this. I don't know how that works. If it's a, I mean, it is our money anyway.
Wait a minute. I don't think we've Hold on. Stop. I don't think we've lost jobs because of this.
Well,
how does the coronavirus make you lose your job?
Well,
look, it's the government.
Well, let's
reaction.
Say you're an airline employee.
Hold on. It's the government reaction to this making you lose your job.
Well, okay. Well, good.
Whatever the cause, it's Kurt.
There's that definition of the word is, you know.
Well, we know that everybody in Las Vegas that works for casinos out of work right now. I mean, laid off indefinitely. I mean, Kurt's right about the airlines. I mean, there are other industries that have already been impacted by this. The thing about entitlements is once they roll out those entitlements, they barely ever roll them back. And then, I mean, obviously we can't live in a society where everybody's getting 10 grand a month for free and nobody's working. I don't know how it looks, but there are some people who are going to need help, and it's not their fault. And I'm not a welfare guy. I've never been an advocate for welfare. I've always been a bootstrap type of guy. But there are people that,
all right.
You know,
so let me ask you a question.
Look, I mean, we know that I can't remember the percentage.
Are you advocating for the bailout?
I think it was 50% of Americans can't withstand a $400.
Now, I know. Are you advocating for the bailout?
Am I advocating for the bailout?
Yes, sir.
What does the bailout mean, Sam? Are we talking about just the airline industry? Are we talking about
everybody? $1,000 at least to everybody.
Every week? Every month? Are we talking about...
Who knows? We don't know yet.
Yeah.
So we're debating the concept, Kurt. We don't know what the parameters of what they're proposing are. I'm just saying, do you support the bailouts, whether it be
the airport,
the airlines, or you, or me, or anybody, or monthly, or daily, or yearly, or 5,000?
Before James answers,
none of those things have been decided. Each one of us can answer.
Before James answers this bear trap question, you know, one of the things that you might, at least I think about at this time, you know, you think of the Katrina when it hit New Orleans and the. The people were all holed up in the, what was it, Superdome? And they're like upset when the FEMA didn't show up with the water and the food on time. I mean, it was dinner time, don't you know? And then, later I saw this report out of, North Dakota, you know, they got hit with like, I don't know, 10 foot of snow, you know, something like that. And, you know, the cows are buried in the snow and the people are, you know, but they forgot. They didn't even have the number for FEMA up there. Maybe they didn't even know what it was. They just dug out and, you know, and they, you know, helped each other out. And man, they didn't even get the federal government to help them out.
All right, let me set the stage for this question, though. It's not a bear trap question. Here's the reality. The reality is you've got representatives that are supposed to vote one way or the other on this thing. And you need to exert your influence to help them do what you want done. And you as Americans, they work for you. And so if you don't want them to do it, you need to advocate for them not to do it on your behalf. If you want them to do it, then you need to advocate for them to do that on your behalf. Okay, so we the people have a lot of influence on those who represent us. And at the end of the day, I don't think it's fair to expect our politicians to make a decision if we won't even say where we stand or what we expect them to do. And if our politician makes a decision, but we're not willing to let them know what we think about it or how we believe on it, et cetera, then I think that's a fundamental problem with our representative republic where, hey, you know what? If I don't know what the people's will is on something and or how my people expect me to vote, then how can I have accountability to them? So this isn't a bear trap question to try to trap anyone. This is a reality question to say, hey, what would you recommend your representative do on your behalf? And it's a question to say, hey, do you think this is a good road we're going down? Now, I don't know the parameters, Kurt. You're right. We don't know if it's weekly or monthly or daily or how much money or who would get what or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know those things yet. But we're talking concept here, James.
What I would say is it's a question that's difficult to answer. Do we?
Yeah, I agree.
As men who work and men who have earned their keep, do we like the concepts of welfare and socialism and give outs? No, we don't. On the other hand, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with people who have done things the right way accepting a bit of goodwill. Is it something that has to be perpetual? No, we wouldn't want it to be perpetual. But if you are a person, liken it almost to a Christian health share plan. I know it's hard to compare that to a government handout because we always associate anything the government does with being bad. And 9 times out of 10, it is. But, I mean, do you want to stand on principle? Let's just say, and it hasn't happened to us yet, thank God. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with you know, our businesses, you know, if this thing continues to go forward. But if I had been someone who has lost my job, and like so many Americans, you're paycheck to paycheck, and a check comes in the mail for $1,000, $2,000, whatever dollars, do you stand on principle and say, you know what, I'm not going to cash this check? You know, that's tough.
It is tough, and you bring up an important point, James, about, you know what, we teach to the ideal, but we live in the real. Okay, I'll give you an example to make the point. I was born in 1967, and Social Security was live and kicking by then, and now they've stolen my money from the time I'm 18 years old till now I'm 53 years old, so when it comes my time, do I take Social Security, yes or no? From an ideal point of view, no, certainly not. But from a real point of view, they've stolen my money for 50 years or whatever it's going to be, or 45 years by the time I take it or whatever. And I go, you know what? Do I have a right to get something back? And so there's a difference between the ideal and the real. And I think that's where the rub and the difficult, you know, in terms of answering a lot of these questions are. I'm not here to set a bear trap for anybody. I'm just here to discuss it and openly talk through the pros and cons. And I think that, you know what? In the real, there might be a balance that makes sense. Circumstantially, you know what? Many of these people would be doing way better if they didn't pay a 15-20% of their money to the government just out of the gate with payroll and whatever tax. You know, we're all taxed about 60% of our income. Okay, and if that wasn't the case, a lot of us would be much, much, much better off. Anyway, when we get back, you can finish on that point. But I understand what you're saying, and I think there's validity in your points. Let's let Kurt respond, too, and we can talk about it a little bit more. And then I got a story from a guy that I want to kind of highlight for you. I don't know that I can say the guy's name, but he's an MIT guy, and he's super smart. And we'll see what he has to say in seconds.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press
has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I agree with James Edwards that, you know what, the ideal is great on paper, but when it meets the real and you're talking about people's lives and livelihoods and children and people are hungry, and you know what, the game changes in a hurry, and it's not so simple. I agree with all that. Kurt, do you want to chime in on this?
Let's see, where to go here. You know, when I look at this whole thing, one of the things that came up for me was the whole not yours to give talk from Davy Crockett. And, you know, most of us have heard of that. And if you haven't, ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up online there. But Davy Crockett, when he was, in the House of Representatives, there was a bill brought up. And it was to help these people who had basically had a big fire the night before. And a number of these congressmen had even been over there to try to help with the fire and et cetera. And somebody brought it up that, hey, we should try to help those people with, some tax dollars to help with their, homes that burned down. And I guess he voted for it. And later, when he was out running for re-election, you know, as most congressmen do, they stand for re-election. That's the main thing they stand for. But anyway, when he was doing that, he found out that there was some pretty good, well-informed farmer that had just, he found out about his vote on this, and he knew that it was against the Constitution. And so he made Davy Crockett, first he told him he couldn't vote for him again, and that kind of floored Davy Crockett. I don't know if it knocked him off his horse or not, but anyway, it floored him pretty good. And, later the man said that he would go ahead and support Davy Crockett as long as any time a bill like this, a similar bill where you take from the Treasury money that is not, it wouldn't be allowed via the Constitution. And anytime that happens, he, Davy Crockett promised to stand up and speak against it. And I think now would be a perfect time. Like, for example, let's just imagine that the government doesn't hand out free money, all right, in this case. And, you're an airline employee, or maybe you're even a casino worker or one of those, folks that are down on their luck. What's going to happen with the price of items that you need to buy with your little bit remaining money? As far as I can tell, the prices would go down, not up. But when government tries to, make everybody, quote, whole or whatever, they're going to try to send out money and put it into the economy so we all spend, more. Then what's going to happen to the price? Typically, that means it goes up. So, I would call for, have everybody in Congress read that talk, Davy Crockett, not yours, what's it called? Not yours to give. And then, you know, suggest that we all say, like, you know, I mean, sure, James, in your area, I'm sure you can find, you know, you good folks with the, you know, good churches around you and things can take care of yours like they do it did up in North Dakota and like we do out here. And then the government could actually, well, they might even start taking care of their own debts and get out of debt and quit spending money they shouldn't spend, sending it to foreign lands and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Nancy Pelosi's going to bring up.
I'm going to make this point. What Rand Paul would do, or Ron Paul would do, is they would put a bill in place that would say, let's cut a lot of the foreign aid, let's find a lot of the waste programs, and let's use that to maybe create a one-time solution like James is talking about that wouldn't be socialist going forward, but there would be kind of an emergency whatever that would be kind of a middle ground. And so there's ways to accomplish it in the real that are a little bit different than the ideal, not what I would advocate for, but that I might understand in an emergency situation that we're facing. I agree with Kurt on the point, though. And I got a question. Did that farmer fall into my bear trap, Kurt, or was he trying to provide true guidance like I'm trying to do?
Oh, by the way, I was going to comment.
The politician?
I was going to comment on this bear trap thing, yeah. Sam. You know, I know that you're going to try to say that you don't do bear trap questions, but I don't know of anybody that's better at a bear trap question than you. And that's simply because you're a great debater. You understand, hey, how that whole thing works. And when you got a little tiny brain like mine and you got a big brain like yours, it's just, you know,
I'll just take the abuse and say I feel a little bit like the farmer. And that's the reason for my question.
And I just said you had a big brain and that's like the abuse.
And I'm sure that the politician in this case felt like the farmer was bear trapping him at the time. But I'm glad the politician in this case of Davy Crockett was humble enough to say, maybe it isn't a bear trap. Maybe the farmer has some real, real sound advice and some real serious questions that are worth the contemplation. Anyway, I digress. But I'll tell you this. There's a guy that I want you to know. His name is, how do you say this? Shiva Ayajirai. Is that how you say his name? Shiva
Ayajirai. A-Y-Y-A-D-U-R-A-I. Yeah. I'm sure you said it properly.
Well, you'd use your little brain to figure that out for me now, because I can't get it. But
I can barely say the letters.
I think this guy's smarter, got a bigger brain than Kurt and Sam and James put together. This guy is a biological engineer with 4 degrees from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Anyway, he's got some interesting beliefs we'll get into in just a second, but do you think this guy's trying to bear trap the whole nation?
I think so. I mean, that's all he's talking about.
All right, brief us on the story from WND.com.
Well, the bottom line is this guy's a candidate for U.S. Senate seat from Massachusetts. I don't even know why he'd be living in Massachusetts. But anyway, he's an MIT PhD in biological engineering. Yeah, but can't you do it remotely? Anyway, he studies and does research. That's right. He says does research nearly every day on the immune system, and he says, well, basically he doesn't believe the outbreak itself is a hoax, urging citizens to follow the guidelines of federal, you know, et cetera. But he says, vowing to serve only one term, he says on his campaign site that career politicians exist to serve themselves, not America, not you.
I think he's right about that, too. But here's the bottom line. He's basically saying, hey, I don't believe the coronavirus is a hoax. Take everything seriously, okay? But then he says, I believe the government is like Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis ever go to waste. He basically says the government is using this to further the typical government agenda. He believes a sinister theory about the coronavirus, which is the government's using fear-mongering to advance the deep state. And I think he's spot on this, James. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I haven't put my finger on it yet, but something's up. I mean, something's up with all of this. But I have to say, guys, this has been the fastest, I think, in all the years I've been coming on this show, this has been the fastest hour that I can remember. So much I wanted to talk about, but I know we're running short on time. I would just say, again, to the point, good on Kurt for bringing up Davy Crockett, a great American hero, makes me proud to be a Tennessean.
if you are going to have some one-time benevolence or whatever, I like Ron Paul's idea, let's cut some of the fat, let's cut some of this foreign aid, let's bring some of the troops home that have been stationed in places where we haven't been at war for 50 years, let's cut some costs there, then you can give out a little gift to the American taxpayer. For once, you know, for once, if you're going to give trillions away, why not go to the American taxpayer as opposed to, you know, the banks or whatever? I think there's a way you can do something without it being in perpetuity. Maybe that's what we need. But in the meantime, this thing continues to spiral out of control, guys. I don't know where you would spend the money. I have to go back and reiterate that point. Every day, more and more businesses and shops and restaurants, you certainly can't buy an NBA ticket, you know, to an NBA game. I don't know if you'd want to spend your money on that anyway, but I'm just saying the options are dwindling. Every day.
Well, they got a GoFundMe for LeBron. You can put it there.
I'm going to buy teepee with my cash, buddy. I'm just going to invest in teepee, and then when everybody else melts down and they're going bananas, I'm going to sell teepee.
Don't get me started on that. That's real. Now, that is real. There is not a roll of toilet paper in the city of Memphis, I can tell you. But anyway, every day, every hour, it seems to get a little more bizarre with regard to the reaction and the response and the way things are unraveling. And now this came in overnight, guys. Who knows how this thing really started? But now they're saying they traced it back and it came from pangolins. They thought, you know, pangolins like a scaly anteater. They thought maybe bats or maybe a bioweapon or whatever. Now they're saying, if you believe them, it came from, you know, again, just unsanitary health practices with regards to food in China, people eating, you know, these exotic rare animals in less than, you know, good condition. So, you know, if you want to stay healthy, eat healthy food, go to McDonald's and do something like that. But don't, we got to stop eating these nasty animals. And the joke,
right. James, there's one way for you to get some extra cash here. It's real quick. You got a class action lawsuit now that's demanding $20 trillion from China for coronavirus damages. So you need to hop on that. You know, I mean, that's where.
Yeah, but I'm not even convinced the Chinese did this. Larry Klayman with that lawsuit, he's suing everybody. He's becoming the big old lawsuit king. He's suing everybody for everything
sewers.
These days, Kurt.
The sewers. Yeah, Paul Harvey used to say the sewers, you know, contain or whatever. You know, that's what it is. You know, he'd talk about the sewers, you know, the guys suing things, you know. It kind of was a double.
Oh, the sewers. I got it. When we were talking about toilet paper, I got confused on sewers. You know, I'm with you now.
Well, that's kind of connected.
How y'all doing on toilet paper? Sense.
Yeah. Well, you don't need TP. Well, most of the world doesn't have it, buddy. Just buy lotion.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to use those bidets, you know what I mean?
You got one of them, Kurt? Kurt's installing a bidet for the coronavirus?
No, but you can make
money?
Those with a hose, and you just have to bust out like some kind of stuff out back, you know, you got to take it.
Hey, man, are you going to use your stipend from the government to buy a bidet, Kurt?
I wasn't
a good plan, man.
Planning on that.
Why not? What are you going to do with your stipend? First off, are you going to cash the check, Kurt, if you get it? If Donald sends it to you, are you cashing it? The answer is
me. I think
not
it'd
because
be
I believe in the handout, but because
I want to serve my country just like anybody else. You know what I mean?
I know. So are you going to cash the check or not?
Yeah. And,
oh yeah. I mean,
not only am I going to cash it, anybody who doesn't want theirs, I'll give.
Yeah,
them
send it to me, man. Now look, again, this is the real versus the ideal discussion. I am not for these handouts. I would stand against them and I would vote against them. But I'm also telling you that if they send me a check, I'm not going to let my family, if I should have a job loss or something else, I'm not going to let my family starve while I won't cash the check. And that's the real that we're talking about, folks. Okay, so you know what?
That's the perfect way to end this conversation. That's serious and it's sincere and it's practical.
And right here on Bear Trap Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Go Bear Trap, Sam.
All right. Hey, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hey, hopefully it is stimulating conversation. Hopefully it does make you think. Hopefully it does help you become educated about our founding father-esque viewpoint that we have. Hopefully we can stand for the supreme law of the land. Hopefully we can promote God, family, and country. Hopefully we can protect life, liberty, and property. And maybe a little bit of entertainment and fun along the way, huh? Right here on Bear Trap Radio. All right, lovingliberty.net is the website for our nationally syndicated broadcast, Liberty Roundtable, and other shows around the clock. Check it out, lovingliberty.net with phone apps and more. For Sam and Kurt and James, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.